Well, it might be him, I just don't know. My acquaintance is very limited. See, for years I spent my time with Alice Ann and my husband and with the Negroes, and you had to learn their vocabulary to get along with them. And then that's the reason I keep telling about this man over here, the way from North Georgia and the way he talks, because he does what he did work on, he's quit. And I hear the different things that he would say that are so different from what we're used to.
Sure, well, anytime, tell me that you think of as being different, that's fine. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
A wound.
Okay. And now this one is one that I think maybe not having a lot of contact with this sort of thing may be unusual. It was for me. If there is a wound and it doesn't heal and a white granular substance forms around the edges and it may have to be cut out or burned out, they say it's some kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
You remember?
Yeah, I've had, animals. And then my husband had an operation and the stitches popped and talked and they popped open. And he had to wait till it granulated around there before they could sew it back together.
My goodness. If you get a little cut on your finger and you may put some brown liquid on it,
liqueur, coma, iodine.
Okay. And something that was a tonic for malaria.
Oh. Calomel.
Okay.
And quinine, which one you want?
Either one.
Well, I know they give you the stinking old calomel and then they follow it with a bitter old quinine for a week or two.
Oh.
It's just terrible.
Okay.
Don't do it anymore. No. We don't have malaria down here anymore like we did. That's what helped her make it, the Panama Canal so expensive, was malaria and yellow fever and pneumonia.
Sure. Okay, if someone were seriously injured and didn't recover, then you would say, well, he of the injury.
He died of the injury.
And do you know any other crude ways or humorous ways of saying that, maybe that the colored people would use around here, saying somebody died?
He passed away. I hear white people say that a lot, but I just come right out and plain say he died.
Sure.
And gone to heaven or gone to, let's just get that in religious books too.
Sure, sure. Okay. What about, how would you finish this sentence? He was sick, but I don't know what he died.
Or not.
Or not. All right.
Or recovered.
Okay, and nobody has figured out yet what he died.
Oh.
Okay, and
that's ending it with a preposition in it.
Right, but it's still used that way, isn't it?
I know it.
Okay.
And sometimes when I don't have anything else to do, I lie in the bed and wake up and try to figure out how to say a sentence without putting the preposition in, and it just doesn't come right unless you put it at the end of the sentence.
You know what? Was it Churchill who wrote that note to some editor who told him that you shouldn't end a sentence with a preposition? He said, "This is pseudo-intellectuality, up with which I shall not put." Okay. If people are dressed in black, you say they are in
mourning.
And if
they don't do that in the morning, now that's not proper.
That's
I went to a funeral a year or two ago, and this young woman, she was middle-aged, and she had on the fanciest clothes she had, all dressed up. Is it working?
Yes, it's fine. And no black at all?
No, just like she was going to a party or something. The best Sunday go-to-meeting clothes she had.
That's changing,
yeah.
If someone meets you on average day and says, "How are you feeling?" you probably say, "Oh,
just fine."
All right, and maybe not just really fine, just kind of so-so. How would you say that?
Oh, so-so. I have felt better.
Okay.